Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today's shiur is on the topic of Eirach Adnam and Bisurim, Levi Nishmas, Esther Bashmuel, and Alexander Zushab and Rabbi Yosef. Tosis brings in Mesechus Gittin and Daf Beis Amid Beis, and Dibur Maskel Eirach Adnam and Bisurim, the name of Rashi. The Gemara says Eirach Adnam and Bisurim, and Rashi says, because how do we know Eirach Adnam and Bisurim? Because the Torah believed everybody that they were Mafresh Truma, and that they did a kosher shechita, and that they removed the unkosher gid, the unkosher gid anasha, mikro hagid, and on chaylev, that chaylev is kosher, that it's chaylev or shuman, that it kosher, shuman's kosher, chaylev's not. So the Torah believed people in all these areas. So, memela, we see erechad is naman bisurim. The Tosfos is Meir and Rashi, says, why was he talking about hafreshes truma and shechita? Hafreshes truma and shechita is not a raya for what we're talking about here. Because, in these cases, he's neman afogav this chazek isura. Here it's a different. It's different by hafreshes truma and shechita. We're talking about there's a cheskas isur involved, and nevertheless he's believed because of biyado l'takna, and that's different than regular einach ad neman bisura. Regular einach ad neman bisura is when there's no cheskas isur. But here, there's a cheskas isur, and he's only believed in hafreshes truma, and the other gentleman in shechita, because biyado l'takna. But says the Tosfos HaRosh, Rashi did bring a good raya from nikar hagid and chaylev, because that's not called biyado l'takna. That's not called biyado. Why? Because if he says about a gid that this is the gid shel heter. And this is the Shuman, he says the Shuman, this is the Shuman Shel Heter. It's not the Yadr to make Shuman Shel, Chelev Shel Is or Shuman Shel Heter, or Gid Shel Is or Gid Shel Heter. So that he can't fix. So what he can't fix, that's a case where you can talk about Eirach Ad Neman Bisur, but where it's Cheskas Isur and it's Biyadr L'Takanam, that's a different category, so Rashi should not have brought that. But there's a good Raya from Nikra Gidin Chelev. There he's believed, because there it's not the other attacking. And so writes the Meiri, to the Nikra Hagid v'chelev, ein ze matir es hamuchzak v'iser, ela shebirer es heter mitoch ha'iser. So by Gidin Chelev, he's not matir what's muchzak v'iser, he's mevar the heter mitoch ha'iser. He says, this is heter and this is iser. This is chelev and this is shuman. This is an aser gid, this is mutter gid. This is the meat, this is the gid. And that what he was matir, he was mevar that he never had a cheskas isur to start with. And the Maharam Shif learned differently. The Maharam Shif says the kash is also on nikar agid v'chelev, that there also it's the same as hafreshes truma and shechita, that that's included in Tosfos kasha, and there also it's biyado l'takein. And even though there's cheskas isur, he's believed because it's yado l'tak, biyado l'takein. However, the Rishonim that we mentioned, the Tosfos HaRosh and the Meiri, say that no, that Nikar Hagid and Chelev are not cases of Cheskas Isur, and that he can fix the Cheskas Isur like Hafreshes Truma and Shechita, because he can't fix anything. There's Heter, there's Isur, and he says Mevara, which is which? That's not called Biyado L'Taknam. It was never Asur in the first place. Truma was Asur in the first place. It was Teva, and Shechita was Asur in the first place. The animal was alive, but we're talking about the Gid. If it's a mutter, then it's mutter. If it's us, then it's us, but it's not the other attacking. And the same with the chaylev. If it's mutter, it's mutter, it's us, it's us. The Ramah, in Yored De'ah, Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Gimel writes, V'chol Hechad is Chazik Dover B'Isser. Whenever there's a cheskas isser, Kigon Tevel O Chatichas Baser She'ena Minu Keres. For example, Tevel, or a piece of meat that's not menukar, that the gid hasn't been removed from. Ein ha'ed ne'eman olav lahatiroi, ela in kein biyado l'takno. So the aid isn't ne'eman to be matir, this tevel, or this chatichas basar, unless it's biyado, unless he is able to fix it himself, to be mafresh the tumor from the tevel, to be menaker the basar, the gid. The Taz, in Sif Kotnevav, writes, V'tamati al pek kodosha amakein. I'm tamei on the Ramah, how could he say this holy mouth? D'dafka b'tevel v'chayotzei bo. she'asa b'vadei kulo lecho kodem hatikun v'lo hayashum heter dafka tevel, that was aser b'vadei in total, completely, before the tikun, and had no heter v'atikun b'chol hakri, and you're being attacking the whole pile. Bazem rinan kevin dischazik izur b'vadei ein eid echad neman lotzio mechaskas olatira. There it had a cheskas iser b'vadei, so an eid echad is not believed to take it out of its chazaka and be matir it. Aval basar sheino menukar. Again, the eid echad is not neman to be motzi mechaskas and be matir it unless it's biado attacking. Aval basar sheino menukar. Halo ischazik habasir le'iser klal. But basir sheino menukar, there's no cheskas iser on the basir to start with. El mishum chgidim o chelav sheyesh bo davar zeh. So it's only because if it's mixed in with this chelav involved, or if there's gidim, then you have to get rid of the chelav and the gidim. But the basar itself had never had a cheskas iser. Va'asar machmas safek. And the iser is machmas safek. Has it been removed? Hasn't it been removed? Is it chelav? Is it shuman? Is it the kosher gid? The asar gid? So there's a safek involved here. But the meat itself has a cheskas heter. Vadei doma l'maisha kasev acharkach. And these cases, the case of the gid, the holy gid, and what's that, a friend named Gidi, but that's something else. And it's very similar to what he writes afterwards, that if he had two chatichos, one of heter and one of iser, eid echad neman lomer zeu heter. That's exactly what's going on here. Here you have two things, you have the gid and the chaylev, and you have the basa, and the eid is being mevar, which is which? Just like the Rama says, that if you have two chatichos, and eid is neman to be mevar, which is heter, which is iser? Zeu pashut. And v'zeu pashut, dafilu hayu heter v'iser mechubarim shachdin ze. And it's not only two separate pieces, but even if the two things are connected, like the meat is connected to the gid, still the meat is a cheskas heter. V'hainu mamish hadin shezacharti v'basur shein ha-menukar dasi mikoch safik shem yivka b'iser. So you have the basur shein ha-menukar, so you're afraid that when you're eating the basa, you're also going to eat part of the iser, part of the aser gid. So in such an instance, u'mashu mutar achar atikun hayu mutar gam kodem atikun. So obviously you have to remove the gid because you don't want to end up eating it, but it's not that you're making something asr mutter. By shchid you're making something asr into something mutter. By the holy, what's the other gentleman's name? By hafrashas truma, which was, you're making something asr into something mutter. But here you're not making something asr into something mutter. What was mutter is mutter, what's asr is asr. It's just mikra chasafik, you have to remove the gid. So that it doesn't come, when you're eating the meat, you don't eat the gid. You don't want to mix the two up. What's mutter after the tikkun is mutter also before the tikkun. So it's just not mevur which is heter, which is iser. So you have to be mevar. But it's not shaykh to say that there's a cheskas iser bevadei in haichati and this chaticha. There's no cheskas iser in this chaticha. This chaticha is a chaticha shel heter. The only thing is there's some gid here, so it's a suffix. So you're afraid you're going to eat the aser gid. So therefore you have to have an expert go ahead or whoever and remove the gid. But that doesn't mean that this meat ever had a cheskas iser. There might be some chaylev there, so you have to remove the chaylev. That doesn't mean that it had a cheskas iser to start with. So that's the taz. The shach, and his nekudas hakesef, is masik on the taz. And he writes that a chatichas basar she'ena menukeres is similar to tevel. The taz wants to say that it's not similar to tevel. Tevel is cheskas iser, whereas basar she'ena menukeres is b'cheskas heter, and there's just two separate elements here. There's the heter and the iser, whereas tevel's one big pile of iser, zukt the shach. No? Nay, in his nekudas hakesef, he's masik on the taz, and he says, no. Basar she'ena menukeres is just like tevel. Just like tevel before it's tikkun, is completely aser, and afterwards when you're mafresh the meiser, it's mutter. Hu adin chaticha shena menukeres before the nikar it's aser, and there's a cheskas iser and there's chaticha, and mali bazeh sheish kan safek iser. So it's only a safek iser. You don't know which part is the meat and which is the chaticha iser of the gid. But sof is chazik iser pamachas bevadei b'chaticha zu. But sof at one point it was definitely a vadei iser here. Mashen came b'shtei chatichos. The Ramah's case of shtei chatichos that a person's name would say this isur this had there. Me'olam lo schazik isur vade by chaticha. There was never a chazik isur bevade in the chaticha that he says is mutter. Ela kol chaticha v'chaticha b'chnei atzma. That's a suffik isur. So if you're dealing with the meat connected to the gid, so there there's the whole chaticha as a chazik isur. So therefore, unless so that would have the same status as tevel, as having a cheska sisser. Because the whole thing is usser. We look at it as one unit. Because at one point, there was suffik isser in this piece of meat. Part of it was gid. Ashenken, if you have two chatichos, yes, there, one aid, is believed to say that this is the heter, this is the isser. Because there was never a cheska sisser in the first place. So the Taz says to look at it as two separate units, the basar and the gid, and therefore you don't have to have yabiyado l'takno. And then the shach goes along with the Ramah, and he says no, it has to be by gid also biyado l'takno, because it is considered cheskas isser, because it's one big piece of isser. Part of it is heter, part of it is isser. There's a suffix which is which, so it's considered as if the whole thing is b'cheskas isser. And then the shach has mechalik between that and two chatichos. There, the Ramah correctly says that one aid is believed to say. It's not considered cheskas isser, and therefore one aid is believed to say this is isser, this is heter, because there was never a cheskas isser on the meat in the first place. Mashen kein, if it's one big piece and it's part heter, part isser, there the shach says like the Ramah that he's not believed on it unless it's biyado l'takna. In the Tosas Harosh and in the Meiri, who we quoted earlier, we see explicitly like the Heiligen Taz. By the way, I'm descended from the Taz. I'm sure that was very, very important for you to know. That the Meiri and Tosa Rosh hold that Nikur Hagid and Chelev aren't included in Cheskas Isser, because what was Usser never became a Mutter, and what was Mutter was never Usser in the first place. So this, when he identifies the Shum, this is Heter. When he identifies the Chelev, this is Chelev and this is Shuman, that's not called Cheskas Isser. Because what was mutter was always mutter, what was isser was always usser. When he talks about the gid, that's connected to the meat, that we don't say that the meat ever had a cheskas isser. What was heter, what was isser, and he's just being mivar between the two of them. And if he has chalif connected to a piece of meat, so you don't say this piece of meat has a cheskas isser. What you separate the two, and what's heter is heter, and what's isser is isser. But that's not called that it had the meat ever had a cheskas isser. So now we have on the Taz's team, we have the Meiri, and that also is Mukhak Badas HaTosis. We have in the Taz's team the Tosis HaRosh and the Meiri, that they also both hold that a piece of meat with connected to the gid is not called Cheskas Isser, and so too Chaylev connected to the meat. So Tosis is also Mukhak like that, because Tosis is only bothered by the Truma Neshchita. There, those cases are called Chazik Isur, but not Nikur Hagid and Chelev. There's no Cheskas Isur according to Tosfos, except according to Maram Shiflins, that Tosfos also includes that in their Kasha. But that's not Pashas Divrei Tosfos. So, Benas Imperio brings all this, faithfully, says that L'chori Yesh Lomar, this is in the Sefer in page Yud Aleph, from Rabban Rabbi Nosson Gishtefner Shlita, one of my favorite. You've been listening to my Shiurim, and you know that I often like to learn from his firm, publicly and privately. So L'chori Yesh Lomar, says the Rebbe, the Yisod Plukas HaTaz V'Nekudat HaKesef Im Nikur HaGid Dome LaTevel, the foundation of the argument between the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef, if Nikur HaGid is similar to Tevel, right? Because we said that the Nekudas HaKesef holds that it is, and the Taz holds that it's not. It's maybe Talui in the Machlokas Rishonim and Yavamas Pei Vav that we all know about or we're about to know about. Rashi there says, and the Dibra Maschel, Mat Truma Tovel, is what Truma makes it into Tevel. Zakt Rashi, Shreibt Rashi, Shreibt means rights. You probably knew that. And even if it, now you do. She calls Man Shelo Hufrisha Chayavin Misal Achilasu Shel Tevel. As long as you haven't been Mafrish Truma, you're Chayav Misa when you eat Tevel. Because it says Misa by Tevel. Tosus asks on Rashi, Imi Tam Zelo Lutzer Tevel HaKohen, Kevin the Truma Shayule. If the problem is, says Tosus, that the Truma as long as the truma hasn't been mufresh, you're chayav misa on eating the tevel, then a kohen should be allowed to eat tevel. Because what's tevel according to Rashi? Learns Tosfos. Tevel is because it has truma mixed in with it. So if it has truma mixed in with it, you have truma, and then you have peris mitukanim. So can a kohen eat truma, gentlemen? Yes. Can a kohen eat peris mitukanim? Yes. So therefore, according to Rashi, says Tosfos, a kohen, which he's not allowed to, but he says lafi Rashi svara that tevel is aser because of truma moreves bo, so then a kohen should be allowed to eat tevel. So according to Rashi, the way Tosfos is learning, it's mashma that the iser of tevel is because of the iser of truma moreves besocha, and Tosfos holds no, that tevel is an iser atzmi, it's an independent iser, and that's why a kohen's not allowed to eat from it, because if it was just because of the truma moreves bo, then a kohen should be allowed to eat from it. And there's a lot of Maya Makomos and a lot of discussion in the Achronim about this Shaila. I will direct you to one of my favorite Svarim. I think I say that a lot. The Asin D'Oraisa of Yosef Engel Svarim. Klal Beis. The Together of Isser Tevel. You can write a whole book. What's Tevel? Is it Truma Morevis Bar? Or is it an Isser Atzmi? Me'ata Yotze writes the Rav Gishtetna. The Lashitas Rashi. By the way, I met him. I've been to his house numerous times to buy his Svarim. But 2 months ago, I actually met him. Usually I buy from his wife, the Rebbetzin. But my mamash, I fell in love. I don't usually fall in love so quickly. But it was love at first sight. Just such a sweet, gentle man. I was like, wow. And what literary output. Woo! 25, 30 and Chedushim Atzumim V'Gdoilim V'Chol Chalkei HaTorah U'Me'at Yotzei. So he says, according to this, Lefi Shitas Rashi, that Isser Tevel is because of the true Mahamu Rebbe's Besocho, and it's not an Isser Atzmi, it's not an independent Isser. It's only Isser because of the Tevel that's mixed in, the Truma that's mixed in. So if so, Nikur Hagid V'Hachelev is like Hafresh's Truma. Because Tevel, it's only Isser because of the Ta'arovis, because of the mixture of Truma within it. And nevertheless, despite the fact that Tevel is only Isser because of the mixture, it's considered as Chazik Isura. So too, Gid and Chalev, even though it's only a mixture, it's considered Ischazik Yisura, and you can't be Mechalek. So then you would have Das Rashi. Then you would have Das Rashi that you can compare the two. That just like, now that we've established that Das Rashi is that Tevel is Usher because of the Trura that is mixed in with it, and yet despite the fact that it's only Usher because of mixture, it's still considered, the whole pile is still considered Ischazik Yisura, because Tevel is Ischazik Yisura. So too, the Gid and the Chalev connected to the meat, even though it's not an Isser Atzmi, this piece of meat, it's only usher because of the mixture. Nevertheless, it's going to be considered as chazek isura, just like tevel, which isn't an isur atzmi, is only usher because of the tarobas, is considered as chazek isura. And that would be the shita of the shach and the nekudas hakesef. The shach and the nekudas hakesef holds that. Tevel, that Nikur Hagid and Chalev are considered as Chazik Isura. However, according to Tosfos, that Tevel is an Isser Atzmi. So then you can't compare it to the holy Nikur Hagid and Chalev. Because Nikur Hagid and Chalev, there's an Usser part and a Mutter part. It's a Gemishit, so it's a mixture. Whereas Tevel is an Isser Atzmi, so you can't compare the two. And that would be the Shita of the Taz. Because the Taz also holds that you can't compare the two. That there's Hafreshes Truma and Shechita, which is an Isser Atzmi. That the it's a Chazik Isura, the Isser Atzmi. The Truma is that the Tevel is Mamish Aser in its own right. It's considered an independent Isser, not because of the Truma that's mixed in. It's looked at as Isser, not all its mixture, but as an independent Isser of Tevel. We don't look at it as two parts and it's Aser because the two parts are mixed. we look at it as an independent Isur of Tevel. So to Shechita, which is also a Schazik Isura, because it's obviously alive, and as long as the animal's alive, it's a Cheskas Isur. But that's not similar to Nikor HaGidin Tevel, because Nikor and Gidin Tevel, they're two parts. So that's Shitas HaTosfas, that if Tevel's an Isur Atzmi, you cannot compare it to Nikor HaGid and Chalev, and Memela, that would be like the Taz, who also holds that only Tevel is considered as Chazik Isura, but not the Gid with the meat and the Chalev, the meat. So, you're with me until now, sweetest friends? Gvaldik. Now, Megayta Trit Vaiter, we're taking a step further. The Emes Nira Loimar, that even Rashi holds that Tevel is an Isser Atzmi. Not that Tevel is because of Truma Merevis Besocha, but it's an Isser Atzmi. But Rashi holds that Tevel is Aser. Why is there an Isser Atzmi on the Tevel? Because the Truma is mixed in. And since Truma is mixed in, the whole Ta'aroves becomes a Chatichat Isura. So not like we said before, that according to Rashi, it's not an Isser Atzmi. It's only Aser because of the mixture of Truma. Not like that. But rather, it is an Isser Atzmi, but it became an Isser Atzmi because of the mixture. And it's like Basar v'Cholav. Basar alone is Gishmak. Cholav alone is Gefaldik. But through the Ta'aroves, we say, because there's a Ta'aroves, we say Chaticha Atzman Asis Nevela, that the whole thing becomes an independent Isser of Basar v'Cholav. It's the same thing about Tevel. It's Aser because you weren't Mafresh Truma from it, so it became an Isser Atzmi. And it's not similar to Gid and Chalev that don't Aser the Basar at all. And the Basar is Heter Gomer, even Bishah Shah Chalev HaGid Murav and Besocha, even when the Chalev and the Gid are mixed in. You just can't eat it because you're not Makir Bein Heter LeIsser. But the Basar itself was never Aser. Masha'en Ken B'Tevel, as long as the Truma is mixed in with the Tevel, all of the Tevuah is Aser B'Isser Atzmi. And not only because of the Ta'arovis of the Truma within it. So if that's the way we're learning Rashi, that not like we originally learned Rashi, that there's no Isser Atzmi on Tevel at all. It's only because of the mixture of Truma within it that's an Isser. And based on that, Tosfos said to Rashi, oh, you rip Rashi. I don't understand. So why isn't a Kohen allowed to eat Tevel? The Truma party is allowed to eat, and the Chulin party is allowed to eat. So let him eat Tevel. It's not an Isser Atzmi. It's only Asher because there's Truma mixed in. He can eat Truma. He can eat Truma. The answer is no. Because we can answer this question and say that Tevel, as long as there's Truma mixed in, it hasn't yet come Bechlal Heter. And it's like a Kachim, that before the Hakravas Matirim, before you makrav the matirim of the kachim, the meat is aser. So here also, the hafrasha's truma is matir the teva, and as long as there's no hafrasha, it's aser to the kohen, since there is not yet a matir. There's no matir yet, but it's still an iser atzmi. So the hafrasha, it's gevaldik teretz. The hafrasha is the matir for the teva. So why is the Tevel Aser? The Tevel is Aser because there's Truma mixed in. So how do we define this? Do we define it as just there's Truma mixed in, but it's partly part Heter, part Isser? No. We define it as being an Isser Atzmi. But why is it an Isser Atzmi? It's an Isser Atzmi because of the Truma that's mixed in. The moment you separate the Truma, now you are Matir it. But if you view it as an Isser Atzmi, so then the Kohen has no right to eat it. A Kohen can eat Truma. A Kohen can eat Chulin. But a Kohen can't eat Tevel. So if you define Tevel as Truma plus Chulin, then a Kohen should be able to eat it. That's how we originally defined it according to Rashi. But then we have Tosfos Kasha. So we can simply answer Tosfos Kasha by saying that it's not Chulin plus Tevel. It is not Chulin plus Truma. It's Tevel. It's an Isser Atzmi of Tevel. But because of the, like Rashi says, calls man shlo hofer shachayav and misa lachilasu shel tevel. as long as it hasn't been mufresh, as long as you haven't done the matir of being mafresh, you're chayv misach lesser shel tevel on the iser atzmi of teva. So that's why even a kohen can't eat it. Now the Taz concludes that nikar hagid is not considered as chazik isura, and therefore ma'isim shemachol yom shemamidim lechol adam ma'aminim lechol adam lo mar shezeo baser menukar ve'afapi shoseo baser biyado ene yochel enake. So since nikar hagid is not considered a chazik isura, therefore every day ma'isim shemachol yom that we believe people to say that this is baser menukar, that it has been separated, the gid ha'aser, even though the baser in his hand, he doesn't know how to be menaker. He can't be menaker. That's the Taz. In the Chedush Yag Yoshuni on the Shulchan Aruch there, he writes on the Taz, there's no raya from here. That even though he doesn't know how to do the nikur, he doesn't know how to remove the gid, but since he could give it to a menaker, it's as if it's biyado. So the Taz wants to say that there's no cheska sisser, and that's why if somebody, even if it's not biyado and not a professional menaker, a person who doesn't know how to do it, if he tells you that this meat is beseder, that it's menukar, so you can eat it, even though it's not biyado. And the Chiddush Yag Yoshuni says, wait a second, it could be that it does with a cheska sisser, but it is biyado l'takno, because he can give it to a menaker. So that's how the Chiddush Yag Yoshuni argues. Says Rav Gishtetner, he says, I want to be miyashiv the Taz that it's not considered biyada. It's not considered biyada. How's he going to say that? The Chiddush may want to say it is biyada because he can give it to a menaker. He could be metakin. Says the Taz, it's not. And the Rav Gishtana says, I'll explain why. Because the Rush writes in Chulin, the ha damrina in Gittin, excuse me, in Dalaram and Beis, the ha damrina the cholaycha to biyada latak no erechot neman, afilu bis chazik isura. The Rush says that we say that whenever it's biyado l'sakno, when it's biyado, an eid echad is neman, even if there's a cheskas iser, that's because since it's biyado l'takno, he's considered like the bailim. And writes the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav Perek Aleph, we have many shiurim on the Shmaitza, on YU Torah, and if you want to listen to them, so the pleasure will be all mine. And I hope partly yours also. But in any event, the Shmaitzer writes that mehai taima ne'aman afhecha she'en biyado achshav, ela she'a biyado kvar. So this din of biyado is not only biyado that I can fix it in the future, and therefore I'm believed. Since I can fix it, so then why would I lie? No, it's more than that. I'm also believed on the past. Because if it's a migu, then I wouldn't be believed on the past, because migu l'mafreya lo amrina. I wouldn't be believed to say now it's beseder because in the past I could have fixed it. That we don't say. But since he's neman mitam bailim, that's pshat and biyado that he's the bailim. Even if it was only biyado in the past, he has it in bailim. That's the shmaitz. So now we can say that we say that it's, if where it's biyado the takin is a iser, he's like the bailim. That's only when he can turn the iser into heter. That's when it's biyado, that's when it's considered bialim. Like shchita and afrashas truma. So al yidei maisav, the iser turns into heter. Since he can be misalik, the etzem ha-iser, therefore he's the bialim and the iser. Because the mitzias of iser is talui in his maisav. And therefore, he's believed to say he was misalik the iser and he was matirit. So when do we say that a person is considered biyado? When do we say it's biyado? When he's the bailim to fix the iser, to turn iser into heter, and that applies to hafreshes truma, and that applies to shechita. But b'nikar hagid, it's not in his hands to be matir the iser. You can't be matir a gid. The only one who could be matir a gid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah that gid is aser. No human being can be matir a gid. What can a person do? He can remove the baser from the git. That he can do. But he can't be matir the git. And then it turns out that what was always mutter, i.e. the baser, remains mutter. And what was always aser, i.e. the git, remains aser. and it emerges then that he's not the Bailam on the Yisr. Bailam on the Yisr means you can turn Yisr into Heter, that's Bailus. So therefore the Heter of Biyado doesn't apply. Because and the Heter of Biyado doesn't apply to Gid. Because again, Biyado is only because you're Bailam. And Bailam is only when you can turn Yisr into Heter. And by Gid you can't. So that's why it's not considered biyado. The Avodah Gishin wants to say it is considered biyado. You can give it to a menaker. So Gishin wants to say no, it doesn't help. You can give it to somebody, but you can't turn this into heter. Even if you can give it to somebody, you can't turn this into heter. So that's not considered biyado. And the Mela, so why is a person believed about the Gid? A person believes about the Gid because it was never a Cheskas Yisr. And don't tell me that according to the Taz, he can remove the Gid from the Basar, and in that way he'll be Matir the Gid. That's only according to the Nekudas HaKesef. The Nekudas HaKesef holds that we look at it as one unit, as one big Chaticha Visser. So yeah, you can, by removing the Gid, so you can be Matir the Basar. But according to the Taz, there are two separate elements. The Basar never had a Cheskas Yisr, and therefore by removing the Gid from the Basar, you're not being Hofech Yisr Leheter. You're just taking what was anyway we viewed as two different parts, the Heter and Yisr, and you're just being Vivar, which is Yisr, which is Heter. So that, in a nutshell, is the Mahalach of the Nasan Piri on this Tosis. And at the end, he directs you to Shmei Shmaitz and Shmaitz Avav Perkei and Vav. And we should all be Zocha Mirtz Hashem Lilmod Lulamed Lishmor Velasos Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu Einenu Yair Einenu Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu Yair Einenu Be'or Toraso Ve'Hashem Yatzilenu Mishkios U'misaraso Yareinu Niflos. We should be zocha to learn these tifa sugyas together. Simcha v'tuv leivav v'brius han gufa nefesh amen v'amen. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.